Hello, this is the Reverend Dr. Rick of the Templar Saints Ministry, and this is a test sermon that I'm doing while I'm driving my car. I'm going to call it Sermons While I Drive. They're going to be short sermons that I've been thinking about, and I'm going to discuss them while I'm driving my car. So, I was listening to a rabbi who was a Kabbalist. And he believed, like I do, that very few people have really read the scriptures. You know, the Old Testament, the New Testament, the Quran, or even the Book of Mormon. What we have read is someone's interpretation of the scriptures, not the scriptures themselves. We can try and read the original language. Unless we do that, we're reading someone's translation, which is their interpretation. You know, I'm not a linguist, but I understand enough about other languages to know that no language can be translated straight across from the original to English, word for word. The syntax is different. The words mean slightly differences. Some words don't correspond to an English word, so they have to be interpreted. You know, and languages like ideas grow and change from time and use. An example would be the word spirit. Our world word spirit, you know, when we read it in the scriptures, it means something, like a being that's not physical. You can see through it. They're empirical. They exist without a body, among other meanings. I mean, it could be alcohol or whatever, but in Greek, the language of the New Testament, psyche is often translated into the English word spirit. But it can also be translated as mind, like psychology. But in reality, the Greek meaning, as I understand it, is that psyche is more like mind and body together or interacting. Kind of like what the Mormons say, the spirit and the body make up the soul. So the Greeks kind of believe the spirit and the mind make up the psyche. So when we read spirit in the Bible, it means more than a ghost. It means like the intelligence of that person, the mind, the personality, as well as their essence or their spirit. And one reason there are so many sects is that there are literally thousands of ways to read and understand the scriptures. Basically, anyone can interpret them in their own way. But really, the scriptures are a collection of stories that they are trying to teach. They're trying to teach a lesson. When I read a story like the multiplying of fish and loaves of bread, I ask myself, what is this story really about? It must be important to the author because he repeats it like three times. If you read the New Testament, you find like three instances where Jesus multiplies the fishes and the loaves. It seems to be an important fact, but what is he getting at? In fact, whenever I see a story repeated more than once, I ask myself, what is the hidden message that they are trying to convey? Stories are full of symbolic messages, like dreams. Sometimes, though, we need to dig a little to try and figure out what the message is. You know, we see symbols. I mean, Carl Jung wrote a whole book of that, The Man and His Symbols. You know, the symbolism doesn't always relate literally. You know, a fish is not always a fish, or a cigar is not always a cigar. Although sometimes a cigar can be a cigar. You know, we have to dig a little bit. But, you know, it may not have anything to do with the face value of the story. You know, is the story of the three little pigs about pigs, or is it about being prepared for disaster? In my belief, the scripture stories are just that. Maybe people who only see the literal meaning of stories miss the whole story. Stories are kind of like riddles or codes that need to be deciphered. You know, these are just my thoughts on it. And I think when we're reading our scriptures, we need to ask ourselves a little bit more about what is it they're trying to say, dig a little deeper. And maybe if we have the resources, maybe look at the words that they actually use. You know, if we can, you know, with the internet, you know, we can look up the Greek words or the Hebrew words, or in the case of the Quran, the Arabic words, and see what the words mean, and other you know, meanings for that word. So this is just kind of my first test at this. If I think it works out, I'll do this more often. So this is Sermons While I Drive. This is the Reverend Dr. Rick, and this is the Templar Saints Ministry. Thank you for listening.